Often enough, we don't see the fruits of our efforts in the pro-life cause, but that's exactly why you'll love this next episode of Gospel of Life. Hello, I'm Reverend Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. We're also joined by Janet Marana, our Associate Director. And sometimes we do see the fruits of our pro-life work in very vivid ways, as we're going to show today, two babies that were saved from abortion.
That's right. Well, you know, fathers, we know from the testimonies of women who've had abortions, who've come back to the healing, they've told us that the day they went for that abortion, they were just looking for a sign, you know, is please, someone help me so I don't have to feel this is my only choice, that I have to do this. Mm-hmm. And every day all over the country, there are faithful Christians who pray and counsel outside these abortion clinics. And very often, many babies are saved in this manner because we know from the women, sometimes they're just looking for a sign or looking for someone to say, we're here for you, we can help you, you don't have to have that abortion. And recently, in Pennsylvania, outside an abortion mill, there were several babies saved by these particular sidewalk counselors.
And sidewalk counseling, it just really means, first of all, being there. Because sometimes just when people are praying outside of those mills at the time the killing is going on, that's enough to make people turn around. That's the sign, as you said, that they were asking for from God, that they shouldn't do this. And secondly, approaching them in a very gentle, nice way, offering them a flyer. And we're going to see in the course of today's story how the flyers played a key role. But as you said, these babies were saved, and I was privileged to baptize them both in the same ceremony in providentially, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Church of Notre Dame. So we had the ceremony in July of 2008, and it was we publicized it to the pro-life community, inviting people to come and share the joy of the victory, which is so important for us to do together.
That's right. You know, because very often we know there are people who pray outside the abortion clinic, and they say they hear of a save, you know, mm-hmm. Oh, a baby was saved today. But now here's where they actually see the fruits of their labor. They see the saved child and the mom. And it was really a joy to behold. But as part of that service, there was a powerful preaching that you did, Father. And let's take a look at a clip we have of you preaching at that ceremony.
Brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating a great victory. This Mass is held on a monthly basis so that those of you who pray and who counsel in front of the local killing center where abortions occur can be fortified, sent forth in God's Spirit, and do that saving work for which you yourselves are so devoted and committed. And today, as we prepare to do exactly the same thing, as we prepare after this Mass to go to the place where so many come because of their despair, where so many come because they believe they have no freedom and no choice, today as we celebrate this Mass, we are able to see visibly some of the fruits of our work. Because we have here two brave young ladies who, not that long ago, were overcome by that fear, by that pain, by that confusion that leads to the places of death. But thanks to some of you sitting right here this morning, thanks to the fidelity that you have to this cause of life, thanks to the prayer and intercession of pro-life people across the country, God's grace intervened and saved these moms and dads and their children from the horror and pain of abortion. We in the pro-life movement have one thing to say to the world and to those in the world who are tempted to have their children aborted. One thing, and that is the same thing we say to the children themselves, and it is, I am with you. The pro-choice movement would have society believe that we're here to oppress and harass these women. Our message, however, is the message Jesus Christ speaks to all of us. I am with you. I am on your side. I am here to bless you, to lift you up out of despair, to give you the strength to do what you know is right, to stand with you as you collaborate with God Himself in giving new life. And so this morning, Yadira and Arelis, to you especially, we want to reiterate those words. And I'd like the two of you to stand for a moment, if you would, so that we again can say to you what the pro-life movement says to young women across the country like you. We are with you. God bless you for choosing life. Arelis did not even go into the facility. She was met outside by one of the sidewalk counselors and persuaded that there was help available for her, for her family, for her child. Yadira did go inside. And yet you took with you a brochure that was handed to you by the sidewalk counselors, right? And on that brochure, which you took with you into that place of death, you sat down, you opened it. In that brochure, Yadira saw something very disturbing. She saw a picture of what abortion actually does to a child. And it was through God's grace working at that moment that said to her, I cannot let this happen to my child. And she found the strength to leave that place and not to come back for that abortion.
Well, yes, it was certainly a joyful day for everyone involved. And then, of course, Janet, after the homily, we did the ceremony itself, the baptism itself, and we put together another clip that shows the different parts of the Mass, but particularly zeroes in on the baptisms. And you know, we have to understand that this was a dual celebration of life, that because the baptism brings these children the eternal life of Christ, and the faith of the parents is spoken. But we can't grasp that eternal life unless our human life itself is preserved. And this is one of the other evils of abortion, one of the many evil aspects of it, is that not only does it deprive a child of life on this earth, but deprives that child of the opportunity to hear the gospel, to say yes in faith, mm-hmm. to grab hold of that eternal life of Christ. Now, even when these children do die by abortion, obviously we commend them into the hands of the Lord. But it is so, so beautiful to have this double celebration of life there in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
And you know, Father, the actual sidewalk counselors that intervened in both these cases were there, too, at the ceremony, which made it even more powerful.
And we'll see them in this clip.
Yeah, let's take a look right now to see the baptism of these two beautiful babies saved from the abortion clinic.
This is no ordinary Mass. Today we celebrate the victory of life. Shailen, welcome. Yadira and Jose, what name do you give to your child?
Shailen.
And what do you ask of God and His church for Shailen?
For His blessing.
You have asked to have Shailen received into the church by baptism. In doing so, you are accepting the responsibility of training her in the practice of the faith. It will be your duty to bring her up to keep God's commandments as God has taught us in Christ, by loving Him and our neighbor. Do you clearly understand what you are undertaking? The Christian community welcomes you with great joy. In its name, I claim you for Christ our Savior by the sign of His cross. I now trace the cross on your forehead and invite your parents and godparents to do the same. Dear children, we anoint you now with the oil of salvation in the name of Christ our Savior. May He strengthen you with His power, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Sisters, we are now going to bless the holy water with which these children will be welcomed into new life in abundance through the Holy Spirit. We ask you, Father, with your Son, to send the Holy Spirit upon the water of this font. May all who are buried with Christ in the death of baptism rise also with him to newness of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And so I ask you, brothers and sisters, do you reject Satan?
I do.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty promises?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth?
I
do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? Shailen Yvette, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brandon, yo te bautizo en el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Congratulations. You know, I told you the story about what happened when Yadira went to the abortion facility. But there's another part to the story that you should know. Some of you know because you were there. Come on up. How you feel today?
I'm good. I'm happy.
You told me a story of the other time that you went to that abortion facility, and this time you were holding a sign.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We were out there just, you know, there's a lot of people out there praying. And me and Jose, we were out there with our big sign, letting everybody know that our beautiful baby is alive, thanks to pro-life advocates. It felt really good to be out there, even though there was a lot of people still going in the church and not coming back out. But we hope that, you know, the message gets through to them and more people get saved.
And Aurelis, and let the moms and dads and babies come forward for a moment. And the sidewalk counselors who intervened to save these lives, would they come forward as well? And I just want you to stand in front of the congregation here for a moment, facing them. Come on up, some of you here. We should just savor this moment, because this movement works so hard all across the country, and today we see fruits. Let us once again give thanks to God for the victory of life. Praise the Lord. You can be sure that these moms and also these babies, when they're old enough to talk, are going to be among the most eloquent defenders of everyone's right to life. Now, Lord, we give you thanks for the gift of life. We thank you for rescuing and saving these children through the intervention of the people of life. We ask you to bless their moms and their dads, their godparents, their entire families, with the strength to continue to instill in them that love for life. Lord, as you have saved these children from the evil of abortion, also save them from every evil throughout the course of their lives. We ask you to bless these godparents and these counselors who intervened for these children, and may they continue to be shining examples of your gospel of life. We ask all this through Christ our Lord.
And friends, we should continue celebrating that victory of life each and every day. You know, Janet, it's the victory that sustains us in the battle.
That's right.
It's not just the battle leading to the victory. It's the victory sustaining us in the battle because Christ is risen. And as I mentioned to the people there, we have the victory in our hands, and we need to experience that joy every day in this movement.
And, you know, another thing I'd like to point out just quickly is that one mother, when asked what changed her mind, mm-hmm. it was a pamphlet that inside, when she got in that abortion clinic and opened it, it had the picture of an aborted baby. It showed her the reality of what she was about to do. It was that very pamphlet of showing that graphically what you were about to do that got her to get up and go outside and talk to the sidewalk counselor.
It's so crucial that people understand that these graphic images work. We've spoken about it many times on this show. Some people may not choose to use the images, but they have no right to say that they don't work, because they do.
That's right.
As this mother demonstrates.
And, you know, at Gospel of Life, we have a nice brochure called Graphic Images Work. And in that brochure, we outline that philosophy, why a life like that is safe through the graphic images. And we invite people to contact us at Gospel of Life to receive that wonderful brochure so that they, too, can go forward with confidence in using these images.
And we've got a link right on our webpage, gospeloflife.com, to the various testimonies by the hundreds that we receive at our office from people who saw the pictures on our website and, in fact, were changed from being supporters of abortion to being pro-life activists.
That's right.
Well, brothers and sisters, I ask you to pass along to others the joy and the stories that you have seen today, so that they too will be encouraged. What are the lessons we draw from this? That, number one, it works when you go out to pray at the abortion mills. And if you've never been to an abortion facility to pray, to intervene when the killing is taking place, please do so. There are many groups doing it all throughout the country. Please do so. And if you need help finding those who are organizing these activities, contact us at Gospel of Life Ministries. Secondly, the graphic images work, spread around those photos. Third, together, let us celebrate the joy of the victories that do occur. Spread the stories about the saves. These were not the only babies saved from abortion that I had the privilege of baptizing, and so many others are saved every day that we never even hear about. Know that these victories are occurring and that the joy that comes from them will sustain you and others in the fight for life. Speaking about the fight for life, when we come back after our break, we'll have our action segment where we will give you even more ideas about concrete things you can do to bring an end to abortion. So please stay with us.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Friends, welcome to our action segment. Changing someone's mind about abortion or saving a baby's life can be as simple as this little business card. That's what Janet and I are going to talk to you about today. Janet, tell us about these action cards.
Well, these action cards are produced by our friends at Life Dynamics. And if people, after we talk about using them, would like a free sample of these cards, they can contact us at Gospel of Life, and we'll send them a little kit of samples, and then they can order more if they like. And what they are is a simple business card. And the idea is you leave these in places where people can just come upon them and read that pro-life message.
So you leave them in a restaurant when you pay your check. In other words, just slip it in there along with the credit card slip and the tip. Why not? Leave them in any public places. Sometimes don't they have in the... in a lot of these supermarkets, like a kind of a bulletin board area.
That's right.
Stick one of these up there.
Yeah.
Distribute them, and this is where people can use their creativity. And you know, if you always have some in your purse, in your wallet, or in the glove compartment of your car, then it's easy. Put some in your computer case, you know, in your briefcase.
Right.
Then you'll find creative ways to get these in front of people's eyes.
That's right. And I've used them in a variety of places, in public restrooms, you know. Mm-hmm. There's those nice little ledges, you know, or the place right where the paper towels are, there's ledges and people are always grabbing. I lay a few of them there. I've actually gone to the public library, and I go into the section that has the pro-abortion books, and I literally open them up, and I drop some action cards in all the mm-hmm. different titles.
Let's look at what some of these say. I like this one. The cost of an abortion. One dead, one wounded. And then it says, stop abortion now.
Right. This one here says, who loves abortion? And there's three choices, women, babies, or irresponsible men. And this is checked off, irresponsible men.
Of course. It hurts both the women and kills the babies.
That's right.
Real feminists don't kill their children for anybody or any reason.
Yeah. Here's one. If abortion's the answer, it must be a really stupid question.
It was the free who defended slavery, the Nazis who defended the Holocaust, and it is the born who defend abortion. That's the way oppression works. So these really, I mean, these little sayings are clever and they make you think.
That's right.
And again, they can be read within the course of 5 seconds.
You know what it is? By the time the person realizes what it is, they've gotten the message.
Right.
You know, very often people say, well, how do we get our message out? Because if they see it's something pro-life, they turn off, they turn away, they won't look. These are so clever because, you know, the second you pick it up, as you start, like, for example, this one, have you hugged your choice today? Well, by the time I've read that, I've got the message.
Yeah.
My
now,
choice today, you mean my baby.
And
you know?
The point is we'll send them a sample packet of a variety of these different sayings.
That's right. With and an order sheet that gives the full complement of sayings.
Then they can get as
then
many
they can
as they
order
want.
More. Because mm-hmm. some people might like one saying more than another, and those are the ones they want.
Sure.
They're great little things to use, and just about every place you can distribute them. For example, women who go to the beauty parlor or the nail salon, you can leave a few. They always have magazines around, scatter them in the magazines.
Pro-life organizations, certainly. You can give them out at a pro-life meeting. In church, pastors might want to distribute them to the members of their congregation and make them available in the back of church
That's right.
People to use. And the students can find all kinds of ways to
That's
get
right.
these around. So if people go to our website, gospellife.com, they can send us an email, they can write to us, they can call us, we'll send them the sample pack, and then they can order through that order sheet the rest, whatever they want. Okay, good. Well, thanks very much. Friends, we ask you to help us promote this program, let other people know about Gospel of Life, and our website. But furthermore, we ask your support for our ministry because our team is traveling all over the country. We're willing to come to your community. We're doing these programs. We're strategizing with pro-life groups. We're getting groups trained to do things like 40 Days for Life and various outreaches to the abortion clinics. Help us do this work by supporting this ministry. GospelLife.com, you can donate to us online or you can send us a check. We rely on your support. We'll see you next time. Meanwhile, let's pray for one another that we may truly bring about a culture of life.
You are looking at the face of an unborn child, 25 and a half weeks into pregnancy. This child can be legally killed by abortion in America. As this ad from the Yellow Pages proves, some abortion clinics sell abortions up to 28 weeks. Abortion kills living children whose hearts are beating and whose bodily organs are all in place. Abortion. Haven't we gone too far?
There is a crisis in America. A Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Father Frank A. Pavone, director of Gospel of Life Ministries, is an internationally known pro-life activist, speaker, and author. He has been the national director of Priests for Life since 1993 and appears regularly in the religious and secular media. He has served at the Vatican's Pontifical Council for the Family. He has been a spiritual guide for Norma McCorvey, the former Jane Roe of the Supreme Court's abortion decision, Roe v. Wade. Father Frank is president of the National Pro-Life Religious Council, an umbrella group of many denominations working to end abortion. Father Frank is also the national pastoral director and board chairman of Rachel's Vineyard, the world's largest ministry of healing after abortion. Father Frank is a Catholic priest of the Diocese of Amarillo, Texas, and carries out his pro-life mission with the permission of his bishop. For more information on Father Frank and Priests for Life, visit www.priestsforlife.org. The Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.